We're back in the December 2015 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
News director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's attorney Mike Moore, as we wrap up an interesting year of shows, Mike. We had Red Power Roundup was this year, right? Or was that last year?
That was last year, man.
Okay.
They're starting to run together.
That's right, because we've been doing this for so long. We did do the State Fair Show, and we've had a lot of guests on the show this year. As we look back at what we did in 2015, we had now Circuit Judge Carmen Means was on earlier this year talking about the drug court. We had two guests. We were maxed out at a total of four people on the air for the South Dakota State Fair. We had Lauren McManus from Sioux Falls PD on, along with Attorney General Marty Jackley. And Attorney General Jackley was our first repeat guest on the program. Yeah. So
congratulations to him. I know he's excited about that.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did you talk to him?
I actually saw him when I said I was in Pier, and I actually saw him. He has a thing for his office out there. They kind of for DCI, they have a potluck that people bring in food and so I happened to be out there training that day, and I got invited to that. So I saw Attorney General Jackley at that, and he's doing well.
Good.
He's gearing up for the governor run, you know, in 18.
Is he really? Can you confirm for us that he's running for governor?
I can confirm that he is running for, he's going to be in the primary running for governor. He's doing well.
And, see, now I haven't heard an official announcement.
Well, there's probably an official announcement.
Well, then you probably shouldn't be saying it.
Well, he tells everybody he sees. I mean, he's doing good.
You know,
I wish him the best.
Just remember, Mike, a lot of times...
I'm not making the official announcement, but he's running for governor.
You heard it here first from the mouth of Mike Moore. Because you got to understand, Mike, what I do is occasionally, because generally we're a recorded program, I will go back and things we talk about, I'll turn into news stories for use later in the week. Right. This would be a blockbuster story, but
well, I think he should be the one to say that, you know, if it's a story.
Well, but you're saying it right
now. Saying everybody knows it.
Everybody knows it.
I'm just saying, you know, he's doing well, and he's going to run for governor in 2018. I wish him the best of luck. I think he'd do a great job in that office. I think he's doing a great job now, even though he's the wrong party. You know, I can't hold that against him, but you know, so I wish him the best of luck, and I'll let him come out and officially announce that. But I'm just saying that it's very likely.
It's a good thing this is the last show of the year. Okay, let's theorize a little bit for a second on this.
All right.
A lawyer, he's been the attorney general for, I mean, a long time. I forgot
It'll be 8 years.
8 years, okay.
A little bit over eight because he
took over from Larry Law.
He filled in the time for Larry.
Being in that position, and off the top of my head, I can't recall if previous attorneys general have run and become governor, but what benefit do you see that being if he were to be elected as governor? What does that do for criminal justice in the state, being how he's been so ingrained in it for such a long period of time?
Well, I think, you know, that's obviously a priority for him. That's his career. That's his life. So there would definitely be a focus on that. And he would be able to, you know, guide policy in where he sees fit, where he believes it's necessary. So I think he would have the fact that he's very well informed in those areas. He's been exposed to what's going on in the nation by he's currently the president of the NAG, the National Association of Attorney Generals. So just all that knowledge and being in the governor's office, he'd be able to drive policy in that area. So I think it's good. And you're right. I think Governor Janklow was attorney general for a while.
And that's where I was kind of leaning with that.
And so it's not unprecedented. And I wish him the best of luck if he does do that. But for law enforcement, it's a good thing because he would obviously know what's going on. He would be able to drive policy. He'd be someone that you'd be able to have a conversation with that understands all the issues, understands where we're coming from, has been in the trenches like we have. So I think he would be exceptional in that area. Obviously, to be governor, you have to be exceptional in a lot of areas, and I think he has the skill to do that.
Back on the 14th, the state released the Public Safety Improvement Act Oversight Council, or I should say the council, released an annual report on the progress made under Governor Dennis Dugard's criminal justice reforms. Some of the highlights, and this comes from the press release. Now, they included, and Mike, you have in front of you the full, it's a 23-page report, but there's probably 19 pages of actual report content in it. But the governor's office points out highlights as the parole success rate increasing from 37% of offenders in fiscal year 12 to 65% in fiscal year 15, the overall prison population declining and exceeding the projected impact of the PISA, or the Public Service Improvement Act, the female prison population decreasing by 16% since passage, and reliance on county jail bed days from direct county jail felony sentence decreasing by 27%. And I know, Mike, some of that doesn't jive with you.
Well, you know, I think the numbers are correct. I just, you know, the basis behind the numbers is what concerns me, because as we were talking earlier, I think, you know, they say, well, the prison population has gone down, which I think is a great thing, that you're sending less people to prison. But is that because there's less people committing crimes, or is that just because we're not sending people that commit crimes to prison anymore? And is the crime rate, as a result of that, is the crime rate going up? I mean, the report that I've read doesn't talk about that. And that would be something, if I was a member of the public, hey, I think it's great that we're spending less money on putting people in prison, but does that make me less safe out here in the public? And that's the numbers that I don't know. They're not in the report. And it would just be something I'd be curious of, you know. From my experience prosecuting here, I have not seen crime rates go down. We don't have less people being convicted of methamphetamine or heroin or other drug-related crimes. We don't have less violent crimes. But I can tell you that I have seen less people are going to prison for those crimes. And, you know, that's easy. It's easy for us to convict somebody and they just don't send them to prison. I mean, that's easy. So that brings the prison population down. But if that puts a member of the public at risk or in danger, that concerns me. And I just would like to see some information on that. And I didn't see that in a report. So that's one of the things that jumped out at me when I reviewed the report. And again, like I said, we couldn't keep going in the direction we're going, but we don't want to just not send people to prison and make people unsafe. So what are we doing with these individuals? And we are doing some good things, like the drug court. So there's individuals that would probably have gone to prison that are going to drug court instead. So that's a good thing. Beetle County, we have four. We had one person fail in drug court. So, you know, those are things that I'm interested in to see what the numbers are of and what the crime rates do over, you know, it's been a short period of time. Let's see what the crime rates do over the next 3, 5, 10 years.
So what you're getting at is that crime rates are level with no change, but the incarceration rates are changing downward. But ultimately, as prosecutors, you want to see that crime rate go down to where there's less crime in the first place, and that's just not being reflected in the report.
Right. I don't see those numbers in the report. Is what's the crime rate? Are there less crimes in South Dakota because of Senate Bill 70? Are people safer because of Senate Bill 70? And, you know, I think it's probably hard to count, but you can count numbers of crime fairly easily. You know, how many controlled substance felonies did we have in 2015? And how many of those people went to the penitentiary as compared to the number of controlled substance felonies in 2012 before this Senate Bill 70, or 2011, and how many people went to prison? And that's what I would like to see, is what are those numbers? What is the number of violent crime? Is that going up? Is that going down? Is it staying flat? Are those people going to prison? Who's committing them? You know, is it a person that has committed a prior crime? Like maybe they were convicted of a controlled substance charge, and 6 months later, and they get put on probation, they complete their probation, and 6 months later they commit a violent crime. Well, you know, if 3 years ago that person would have been in the pen, well, that's one less victim that we're dealing with now in the public. So, you know, those are the numbers that I would like to see. That I think it's not been long enough, but it's just something they should be gathering that information. If I was on that committee looking at that, that would be my number one question. Are crime rates going down? What impact is this having on crime rates? What impact is this having on law-abiding citizens? This is obviously good for people that are breaking the law. They're not going to the pen. Which, and again, I don't disagree with that, as long as they're not committing more crimes, as long as we're not making more victims. And I would just like to see that in a report. And if I was on the committee, which I'll never be on the committee because I ask these questions, but I just would like to know, you know, what's the impact on the people that the law-abiding people? Are we at more risk? I don't know.
Maybe you want to change your party affiliation. That might help. You're listening to the Mike. I want to continue on this after the break. You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.